little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning about the five pillars of Islam. Now, do you know what the five pillars are? They are Shahada and believing in one Allah, Salah, Zakah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and Hajj, the pilgrimage in Islam. My butterflies, these five pillars are very important, because like a house that has little pillars to hold it up, our Islam has five pillars that make you a Muslim. If you don't believe in these five, you can't be a Muslim. And if you don't do these five, that's even worse. Do you know the five pillars? Let's read them again. Shahada, and believing that there is only one God, and that is Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger. Salah, Zakah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and Hajj, the pilgrimage. Now I want to learn much more, but what better way than listening to a story? So listen up closely. What's that? You hear it? Yes. That's the Adhan, the call for prayer. That means it's going to be time for prayer soon. I'm going to need to go and pray. Ooh, why do you pray? I am a Muslim. My religion is Islam, and being a Muslim means I pray five times a day. We pray at dawn time, midday, late afternoon, sunset, and at night, just before bed. We pray to God to say thank you for all the blessings He has given us. Oh, interesting. Okay, so what's Islam all about then? Well, Muslims believe that there is only one God. The name of God, in Arabic, is Allah. He is the creator of everything. God created the moon, the sun, the stars, the sky, and He created everything on earth. Me and you, the plants, the flowers, the animals, and even the tiniest of insects. God created the entire universe. There are five pillars in Islam. Every Muslim must perform these five pillars. They are belief, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. Belief. The first pillar means to believe in God, and that He is the only God, and that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. The second pillar, prayer, is performed five times a day. And like I mentioned before, we pray at dawn, midday, late afternoon, sunset, and at night. That sounds like a lot of praying. Is it hard?
No, not at all. We are praying to God, and when I remember that it is God that keeps me healthy and keeps my heart beating, it makes me want to pray. The third pillar is charity, also known as sakha. Sakha literally means purification. Sakha is to give only 2.5%, just once a year. That means if you have £100, you give 2.5% of this to the poor, which is only £2.50. If everyone in the world did this, there would be no more poor people. The fourth pillar is fasting. In Arabic, it is called Sawm. Every Muslim in the world fasts in the month of Ramadan, eating once in the morning and then when the sun goes down. Fasting helps us to remember the poor and needy better. It also helps develop self-control and helps us to overcome selfishness, greed, and laziness. The main reason for fasting, though, is to please God and become closer to Him. Finally, the fifth pillar is pilgrimage, otherwise known as Hajj. Hajj is to visit the Kaaba in Mecca during the Islamic month of Zulhijjah. Every Muslim should go for Hajj at least once in their life, if they can afford it. Everyone wears white clothes to show that we are all equal. And that's it. Those are the five pillars of Islam. Khoa, thanks. It was very nice of you to tell me about your religion, Islam. Not a problem. You can ask me anything, anytime. But right now, I need to go for my midday prayer. Okay, see you later. Okay, bye. Would you like to come and see how I pray? Okay, sure.
Letting me come to the mosque with you. It sure would be nice to see what it's like inside.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. I need to offer my afternoon prayers, and you are more than welcome to come with me. Hey, maybe afterwards you can come over to my house.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, wait. I'd have to ask my mum, though. We could pop over to see my mum after your prayers. I don't like to do things without asking mum.
Sure, I absolutely agree. And here we are. This is the mosque.
Ah.
This is where we come and pray 5 times a day. You can also pray at home, but it's good to pray at the mosque. If you don't mind taking your shoes off, Alex, and then come this way. I want to show you something. Oh, there you are. Now, I wanted to show you this. Before we pray any of the 5 prayers, we wash ourselves clean with water. In Arabic, this is called wudu. And this is how we do it. First, we wash both of our hands 3 times. Then, we rinse our mouth 3 times. Then, we clean our nose 3 times. Next, we wash our face 3 times. And then the arms, up to the elbows.
3 times!
Yep, you got it. After that, we wipe our head with water, cleaning our ears too.
3 times?
Nope, just the once.
Okay.
Finally, we wash our feet. Right foot first, then the left, both 3 times. And we're done. Now I'm ready to pray.
This is because you want to be clean for your prayer, right?
Yep, that's right. Okay, I need to go and pray now.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu Akbar.
This is an interesting place, Yusuf.
Thanks, Alex.
Yusuf, what is that you said in the beginning of the prayer?
Allahu Akbar.
That's it.
Allahu Akbar. It means God is great.
We say it before we start the prayer. And what did you say at the end? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That means peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. We say it to complete the prayer. Okay. Now let's go ask my mum if I can come over to your house. So praying is one of the five pillars of Islam.
That's right.
And the other ones were... fasting. And that's when you don't eat until the sun goes down.
That's right. We eat early in the morning, and then when the sun goes down. I'm fasting right now.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll be able to eat at mine and open the fast with me. So, what are the other pillars of Islam? Do you remember?
Praying, fasting, charity. To give money to the poor people.
You got it. That's what we call zakah. There are other types of charity a Muslim can do. Helping people is also a type of charity.
Really?
Yes. Or being good to your parents and listening to your teachers. That's also a type of charity.
Wow. I could try to do lots of charity for people then. Okay. My mum should be in the back, in the garden.
Yes.
Lovely. Hi, Mum.
Oh, hello, Alex. You startled me.
Hello, Mrs. James.
Well, hello, Yusuf. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I was just out here admiring the wonderful nature around us. The birds, they sing so beautifully, don't you think?
Yes, Mum. Mrs. James.
You know, Yusuf, I was just on the phone to your mother, thanking her for those lovely homemade biscuits she sent me. Absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Mum?
Yes, dear?
Would it be okay to go over to Yusuf's house for a little while? Please, Mum.
Well, I don't see why not. As long as it's okay with Yusuf's mother.
Oh, yes, she won't mind.
Very well, then, Alex. I want you home no later than 7 o'clock. Now off you go.
Woohoo! Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mrs. James.
So, praying, fasting, and charity, those are three of the five pillars. And I remembered pilgrimage to Mecca, which you have to do at least once in your life, right?
Yeah, but only if you can afford to go.
Okay. Well, I can't remember the fifth pillar of Islam. Can you tell me what it is?
Well, it's actually the most important of all the pillars, and it comes first before all the others. It is belief. Belief in the one true God.
Oh, okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Mum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Yusuf. And hello, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You'll definitely be staying for dinner, won't you, Alex?
Yes, thank you.
Good, good. Why don't the two of you go wash your hands and sit down at the table?
Looks yummy. You must be very hungry if you've been fasting all day.
Yeah, I am hungry. But fasting teaches you to be grateful and to be patient. So I'm trying to be grateful for the food I have in front of me, and I'm trying to be patient as I wait to eat. Thank you, Allah, for all the blessings you have given us. Okay, let's eat.
That was lovely food. Thank you so much. Next time you come over to my house.
Sure. I'd love to.
I'd better get home now. My mum will be waiting for me.
Okay then, Alex. Take care.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ya Allah. You are the one I see from you.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.